Hello, I'm Kiran Singh, and this is simply a one-woman show on self-awareness called Liberal Designed Life with Kiran. I'll be talking about living a slow, simple, and intentional life in sync with the seasons, self-love and self-care, home, self-discovery, and so much more. I've devoted this podcast to share ideas, tools, and resources that will help you curate and live a well-designed life, consciously, intentionally, and wholeheartedly. A quick note, I record all of these episodes in my living room at the seafront of Hastings, so you'll hear the natural sounds like the waves, seagulls, and the wind echoing through the windows. Now, let's get started. So we are 3 weeks into 2021, and I'm all about starting my new year with whatever I've planned, new goals, habits, lifestyle changes, and so on. But this year, I've decided to simply go with the flow. Not sure about you, but I feel there's so much pressure from social media and society with New Year resolutions, goal planning, being successful, hustle, and more. But the thing is, and hear me out, it's perfectly okay to gently and softly ease yourself into the new year. To allow your desires, visions, and dreams to clarify and reveal themselves slowly. Since 2014, I've been in the habit of planning out my entire year with big goals and dreams. And then halfway through the year, even a few months into the year, I would no longer connect with my goals and dreams. And I used to think, I'm a failure, I'm failing. Why aren't I doing what I wanted? And then with time, I realized that's because I had outgrown myself. I'd outgrown my vision. As human beings and as life coaches, and if you're into personal development, we always learn and grow and evolve. So the dreams you set yourself in the beginning of the year, a few months down the line, they might not mean anything to you anymore because you don't feel the same way about them. But you have something else on your horizon, you have something else in your mind you want to pursue. And this is the thing, so I stopped planning my entire year. I did set, till date I still do, I do set two to three intentions for the year. Which topics I want to focus on. And then I'm flexible with everything else. I let myself and my goals go with the flow. We all know life happens when we're busy making plans. So you need to have that little bit of room for unexpected things. So like I said, this year I decided to go with the flow. Take it really slow. And when I mean really slow, I mean really, really slow. I have been just doing the essentials, whatever I thought was important. It wasn't much, but I got the things I needed done. And I felt guilty. I felt so, so guilty as to why I'm not being productive, why I'm not doing anything towards my goals and dreams. And I would beat myself up. And I was like, what is going on, you know? And then I also realized my energy levels, you know, we all kind of learn with time. You know, what time of days are you more productive and you've got more energy, and what time of day you're kind of low and you want to unwind and don't want to do anything. So I realized that when I did feel energetic and I had the energy and the motivation, I would get everything done. But then there would be days where I didn't want to do anything. And this is the thing, when you feel like that, just go with the flow. Honestly to God, the last 2 weeks, as in the first 2 weeks of January, I felt like
lazy lump. I was spending most of my time on the sofa. I didn't do much of my work. I even skipped a few days on journaling. And I just did what I needed to get by. I just couldn't pick myself up and do anything. And I found this series on YouTube. It's the Indian Crime Investigation. So I've been binge watching that for about a week and a half now. But then I also said to myself, that there are two things you need to consider. Well, think about, take into consideration. One, you work for yourself. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. You know, as long as you get what's essential done, that's the most important thing. And second of all is, it's okay not to be productive and get things done all the time. You know, there is no rules that says you have to be productive and get things done 24/7. It's not. You decide what you want to do according to how you feel. And it's also good to step back and look at the bigger picture. So, you know, so the last 2 weeks, like I mentioned, I did barely anything. I got the important things done, but apart from that, nothing else. And I had to fight with myself to let the guilt go, because I kept telling myself, you know, you're useless, you're a failure, you're not doing anything, this year's going to go by, and blah, blah, blah. And thought, you know what, that's okay if the year goes by. You know, I don't have anything to prove to anyone. As long as I show up as much as I possibly can in that moment in time, I'm fine. And then, this is the important thing. So, before Christmas, I watched The Minimalism, with documentary Netflix, which led me to Essentialism, and I did a Skillshare class on that. And what I really, really realized during my lazy 2 weeks is, as long as I get the essential things done, that's all that matters. And that was, for me, it was like a hard moment. I was like, oh wow, you know, I did do everything that was essential. Everything that had to be done and was important, I did all that. So if I decide to spend the rest of my day binge watching something and doing nothing, that's fine. You know? And that was a life-changing moment to me, honestly. So, essential, what's essential for you? What's essential for me is my health. So I'm not much of an exercise person, so I'm still struggling with that, but I do prefer to go for long walks instead. But I love cooking. I absolutely love and adore cooking, and I find it therapeutic. So I did cook 2-3 meals a day from scratch, and I felt so at peace. I felt inner peace, and I felt calm. And I knew that I was nourishing my body and my mind and my soul with something healthy and good for me. So that was essential. I did that. I love giving my home some TLC, looking after it, simplifying my life, simplifying things, so every little thing in my house has a place, and everything is nice and tidy, and it's clean, it's not overwhelming. So my environment, especially now because of COVID, when we are stuck at home during the third lockdown here in the UK, you know, our homes are our sanctuary. So I spend time every day pottering around, cleaning, decluttering, organizing, simplifying, and so on, because that gives me peace and calm. And it's, you know, it's, like I said, it's life-changing doing those simple things in your home, around your home, and having the awareness that you don't need so many things to live well life, or to live a meaningful life, should I say. And this is something I realized last year, with the abundance of stuff I had lying around, and I couldn't for the life of me understand why I had these things. So If you've been following me, you will know that I love decluttering and simplifying and making my life easier, you know. And that's what I've been doing. I've cleared out so many things from my house. I sold, I gave away, I donated, I threw away, I upcycled. Whatever I could do, I did. And it feels amazing. Another essential thing for me was my personal growth. If I don't do anything for my own growth, I feel like, okay, I'm not doing anything meaningful and I'm not growing, I'm not changing, I'm not evolving. So my personal growth game has been strong. Apart from the last 2 weeks, I didn't do much of my personal growth at all. But I also, no, you can't always be working on the personal growth. You need to let whatever you learned sink in. And that's what I did. I spent the time letting everything I learned implement and sink in and, you know, just make it a part of my life. I journal every day. I listen to podcasts. I read magazines. I read blogs. I write blogs. I write articles. I write books and workbooks. I watch loads of YouTube videos on how to simplify life. I take new classes. I learn new skills. So I'm always up-leveling. I'm not sure if you remember, but I posted a video last year on IGTV about focus on the things you can control, and that is your personality, your mindset, your skill set, you know, everything about you. You can't control anything externally, but what you can control is you and yourself. And that led me to think and realize that, God forbid, if something should happen tomorrow, as long as I have myself and mindset, I can always rebuild my life again. I can always start over. So my personal growth, like I said, game has been strong. It's something I'm really passionate about, and I love growing, evolving and changing. And another essential thing for me is my business. It's my life. It's a lifestyle. And regardless of how I feel, which hasn't been the best lately, I do show up on social media. I do show up on Instagram. I do post 3 posts a day for you. I'm hoping that my posts will inspire you. If you're having one of those days where you feel meh and you need that little inspiration, motivation, that's why I do it. You know, I'm here to serve. I'm here to share from my life experience, from a story, from my life lessons, and this is why I do what I do, and I love it. It's a part of who I am. And I'll share something with you. A couple of years ago, I wasn't in the financial place where I could support and help others. I always used to think that I have to have 6-figure income, loads of money in the bank and all of that stuff to be able to support and help others. Last year during COVID, it hit home that, you know, I don't have to have a 6-figure income to be able to help. I can help others from my overflow, from whatever I have. And I did. Last year I donated to many causes, even if it's as little as £5 sometimes, you know. But because I donate to a variety of causes, obviously, you know, it adds up. But my point is, you don't have to have so much money to help others. You know, you can help people in many different ways. So when I donated money, I donate all of my things to charity. Everything that I have excessive goes, because I know someone else is gonna, it's going to help someone else. It's going to be more valuable for someone else than me. So helping others has always been a passion of mine, to share my knowledge. And this is the funny thing. So my dad, he is Indian man, born brought up in India, very kind of, you know, strong personality, headstrong, knowing what he wants and so on. And he would never think that he would need help from anyone, that he's self-made and self-sufficient, all of that stuff. But the last couple of years, I've grown and changed in ways I never thought were possible. And when I started sharing that knowledge with my dad, and he was like, oh my God, you know, what happened to my daughter? In a good way, in a good way. And, you know, he was kind of very proud and very surprised that I could be so smart and clever, basically, that I had that knowledge. So, you know, every time he would have a problem, he wanted to talk, he would call me. And I'll coach him, I'll guide him. And this is what I've been doing for the last few years. And, you know, he changed. A man in his mid-60s, he changed his behavior and his mindset. And now he's all into personal development. He spends his time watching videos on how the brain works and how your mind works and, you know, how to make your life easier and how to grow as a person. You know, so it's amazing, you know, that if a man who's been stuck in his ways of living for 60 plus years suddenly changes, that means there's hope for all of us to grow and change. And, you know, helping others, as like I mentioned, is a big part of me. I love helping people because I know there's so much more to life than struggle. I used to be one of those people who would struggle with things and, you know, I would never have enough money, I would have more expenses, you know, I would struggle to make the ends meet. And then, if you have been with me, you'll notice in one of my podcasts, I mentioned that I was brought up with a mentality that the more you have, the happier you would be. So I accumulated stuff. I wasn't a hoarder, but I loved having loads of things, pretty things. My house was full of it. And then back in 2019, it hit home. I was like, what am I doing? Why am I keeping all these things? I don't even need them. I don't even use them. I don't even remember when I used them or when I bought them. So that's back in 2019. That's when my journey started to simplify my life on my own terms. And, you know, when you kind of have those awareness and you have those thoughts and you have those aha moments, it changes everything about you. It really does. So, you know, do whatever is essential. So if you have a massive to-do list, tick off the three most important things that will have the biggest impact. And let it go. Let everything else go. Reprioritize. Is the things on your to-do list that important that you need to get them done? Or is it just something you want to get done because, you know, just because? You are in charge of your life, so it's important that you take our time to, you know, think over it. What do you actually want for your life? How do you want to live? You know, how do you want to feel? How do you want to day-to-day life be like? You know? And yeah, I know it's not easy with COVID, and especially in the UK when we are in the third national lockdown. It's not much you can do. But try to make the best out of your everyday life. Do at least one thing out of the ordinary every single day. For example, I haven't baked cakes or breads in years. But last week I baked bread. That was something out of ordinary. And it felt amazing. The other day I made cupcakes. Not something I would do on a daily basis. But it was nice to do something different. I went for a long walk. Not something I do every day, even though I should be, but I didn't. But it felt amazing. You know, do simple things out of the ordinary every day to make your day-to-day life so much more special. Because that is what we have right now. Yes, we would love to travel, go abroad, visit family or friends, but it's currently a bit limited. So make the best out of your life right now, today, here and now.
Well, this is it for now. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave a comment below or go to my website kierensingh.uk.com. Also, for behind the scenes, follow me on Instagram @kierensingh.uk. Speak to you soon. Take care and bye for now.